The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2. Friends, got a correction to make. It was actually Nathan Hale. Nathan Hale. I said how. I'm so sorry. How I said how, I don't know.
That's right. Well, you know, anyone can make a little mistake.
And, by the way...
But I never make mistakes.
I know that.
Oh, I thought I did once, but I was actually wrong. But I've never made the mistake.
That's exactly right, Patrick Henry.
I know.
Yeah.
At least your how was closer than my Patrick Henry, so that's
no,
all right.
That's okay. No,
but
this
we're
is...
big enough to correct ourselves. Or actually, I'm small
Wait,
enough.
We.
You're big enough.
I noticed you added me. You lumped me in that lot.
Well, yeah, because you said it wrong, and then I said it worse wrong than you did. But
worse wrong?
Yeah, worse wrong. Wronger.
I said it worse than you did. And you're an A-plus student.
That's right. I was a pretty good student. But I wasn't a really good student because I was very smart. Not saying that I'm stupid, but I was a good student because I worked very hard.
And everybody that's looking at you at live or on live stream right now can see you're a blonde.
That's right. It's got so nothing to do with
it. I was that way, too. My brother could ace a test.
Some people can
My
do that.
My dad could ace a test, I'm told. And when it came to me, I had to study.
I totally agree. That's exactly how I am. It's not like, hey, this just comes in my head. It's like, no. I got to get it in my heart through my studying to be able to do a good job on a test. So.
Okay, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
At the end of the hour, I want to actually play the audio of Obama overseas talking to the European people. In Belgium here, friends. There, I should say. And what he was talking about is so demeaning. He was literally demanding them people to give up their rights and give up their sovereignty for a global sovereignty. If you don't allow me to forget, I want to play that audio for people so it can never be laid to my charge that he never said it. He did say it. And it's all over the web. So you can actually watch him say it for yourself. But anyways, in saying that, friends, you know what radio show you're listening to. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, folks, that website is taken off, and we appreciate it. And Sons of Liberty.
It's such a good source.
That's great. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I have posted right on the side there, William Cullen Bryant, Truth Crushed to the Earth Shall Rise Again.
Yeah, and it's so great for those of you that say, listen, I just can't even watch that news. I can't turn on the TV. Good for you. Amen. But if you want to find out what's going on in your world, but you want the truth and you also want it with hope, Sons of Liberty Media is the website for you. It's awesome.
It is.
It really is.
This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Steph, why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want the mind of Christ, you want the heart of God, and you always want to be led by the Spirit. For as the Scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about prophets, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the church, and I believe you're going to be playing this.
This is great stuff.
Heretical.
The whole foundation of the church is on the apostles and the prophets.
Yep.
And the Bible tells us that if we listen to the prophets' written word, because we know that no private interpretation of the scriptures, or prophecy, I'm sorry, is of any private interpretation. So what is written is what we stay to and what we stick to, friends, okay? We don't want to get away from Scripture. Though the times change, the Word of God has not. If we're not preaching the Word of God, then you know what? I would simply say this. Don't listen, okay? Where we depart from the living God, you depart and you go on with God. 1 Corinthians 11:1, we follow Him, okay? Number one. Number two is this. The whole foundation of the church, of truth, is laid on the apostles and the prophets.
That's right.
How can we vacate that? Well, when we do vacate that, we can see what happens, and it's not a good thing.
That's right. You know, and you see even in, well, that's a different topic. But when going back to apostles and prophets, We're going to be talking about the prophetic and the picture of a prophet here today. And we're also going to be playing some video here by Miss Olstein, which is so heretical. You can't even almost believe she said it. It's like, what?
Well, she reiterated
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I couldn't even believe it. But I want to go to Leonard Ravenhill for a moment. He is the one who wrote the whole picture of a prophet, which is so right on, detailing what a prophet looks like, what he does, what he says. A prophetic person is going to be black and white. They're going to tell you things that you don't want to hear. They're not there to smooth your feathers. They're there to ruffle your feathers.
If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, right, it's because there's no light in them, Isaiah 8:20.
And it's going to basically be a rebuke or a correction or something to say, listen, here's the light, pointing the finger. That's what prophets do. Companies in the natural have people called troubleshooters that go into a company and find what's wrong with it so they can fix it so it can run smoothly. God's kingdom has his prophets that go into the body of Christ or whomever, whether it be kings, whether it be
priests, the hierarchy.
Yeah, that's right. They'll point the finger and they'll speak forth God's word. Now, Leonard Ravenhill, he really had some good things to say. Again, he was the man who wrote the picture of a prophet. He said a few, I just wanted to give a couple of his quotes so you can get an idea of the way prophets speak and think and what they do. He said, God is taking his hands off America. We've had so much light and we've rejected it. That's a reproof. You know, we were talking earlier about how some people could be transported to the sun and they still wouldn't see it. We've had so much light that we can see that God's judgment is now coming down upon America because we've rejected that light. He said the early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecutions. Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity.
We'll see that here
in just a moment with Ms. Olstein. He said, how can you have a dead service with a living Christ? If you have a living Christ, you're not going to have a dead service. I can't tell you. I'm going to go so far as to say, and this is 95%, I'll say, of churches out there on a typical Sunday are going to be dead, boring, no life of the Spirit, no Spirit of God, no Holy Ghost, no nothing. But how can you have a dead service if you have a living Christ?
But when you go out on the East Coast, I notice that when I'm out there preaching in churches, they always have come here for revival on Wednesday and Thursday, as if they can actually, you know, give you the exact time and date that this revival is going to take.
We planned out that the Lord will show up and the Holy Ghost is going to be
exactly
here from 7 to 8:30,
not
a moment
way.
Later.
That's right. And that's how men and women in America treat God. It better be over in 45 minutes or else. What's interesting about that is I believe it was Leonard Ravenhill that as well said, you know what? You don't have to advertise fire.
That's right.
People will come.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the Holy Ghost, this is what he had to say. He said, you hear people say in church, Lord, you're welcome. He said, if the Holy Ghost came to some churches, there would be a stampede to the door. People say, oh, Lord, we want you here. Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, have your reign.
He's just
got to be out of here by 10:30. We got our next service starting at this time. We can't go a minute over. Otherwise, the people in the congregation will get angry and upset with us, and they won't get their tithe. Listen, that's not how the Holy Spirit works.
Yeah.
He works
they want an Aaron. They don't want a Moses.
That's
and remember, Jesus was one as Moses. He would raise up a prophet like unto him, speaking of Moses, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, Acts 3.
That's right. Now, here's a couple more. He said, I'd rather have 10 people that want God than 10,000 people who want to play church.
Yep.
I want to see the glory of God come so our young people don't have to be told to go to church,
Amen.
But when they just long to get to the sanctuary where God is. So many people drag their kids to church, especially young people. Their teenagers are like, no, you're going to church. Oh, do I have to go? It's so boring. We want to get to the place, as Leonard Ravenhill was speaking of, where young people long to go to church because they want to be where God is, because they sense his spirit. You know, it really doesn't say nothing for your Christianity and your church. If you've got to draw people through pizza parties and entertainment, it tells you must have a little God that he cannot attract their attention.
Oh, how many conversations did we have right there, Stephanie?
Oh, my goodness.
How many times have we sat down with people that just don't agree with the absolute truth, the Word of God, and they want to allure them through the lust of their flesh? Let's have a little pizza party here. Let's give them that and the other thing. That's why the kids despise these people.
That's right.
Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. The early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecutions. As a matter of fact, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, his name was Paul, Apostle Paul. He spent two-thirds of his ministry behind bars, preaching, which only encouraged the church to preach all the more. Now we see just the exact opposite. The early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecutions. Today the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. Right on. Leonard Raven here.
I know.
Mr. Leonard Ravenhill.
You know, actually, you know, this is a side note, but his son, I went to a Bible school for just a portion of time.
Great teacher, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. His son was actually one of my teachers, and I did not appreciate the fact that he was Leonard Ravenhill's son at the time. But it's like, wow, this guy just had it going on. It was awesome.
Okay.
That's your cue.
I'm done. Well, it's my cue all the time. You know, it's like when I first got on radio, I remember I told the guys we were doing pre-records constantly because of the time constraint, because we were on the road so much doing high school assemblies. And they said, let's do live radio. Let's do live radio. And I said, I don't want to do live radio, man. You know, I mean, come on. Let's make the most of what we've got, namely our youth. Let's make most of the time of the time that we've got, right? As we walk in the fear of the Lord. And they got to the point where they just kept pushing me, and I said, okay, we'll go live. And I said, you better not stand there or sit there and just tell me what I'm supposed to do while you remain silent when we get on that microphone. And guess what happened, friends? The very first time we got on the radio live, I had two guys with me, and they both sat there and looked at me like deer looking in headlights.
Blink, blink.
And it just took off.
Blink, blink.
I had to be pushed past the threshold to do the will of God, and I'm very thankful that they did what they did.
Yeah, very yeah. much so, because they pushed you into doing what you were doing. I also have to
just
add
like
that,
you just did?
I had a hand in that, too. I did think that you should do live radio, too, as well. But no, my point with that was, you know, when you see a guy like Leonard Ravenhill, and you listen to what he said, and you really see, there's a witness on when people say things that you know the Lord's in on what they're saying. They have to have a union with Christ to be able to have the kind of wisdom flow from their mouths, you know, that only comes from the heart.
The Spirit bears witness
to the
truth, not the lie, and he will not leave himself without witness.
That's right. So when you look at a guy like Leonard Ravenhill,
he's faithful even when we are unfaithful, but he is all the more faithful because he's infallible and so is his word.
That's right. So when you look at a guy like Leonard Ravenhill, I guess I didn't appreciate at the time that I was listening to his son. It's like, wow. When you look at it's so...
It's like any prophet of God.
Yeah.
They're appreciated after the fact.
Right.
Not when they're alive. Nobody wants to be around them when they're alive.
And then when they pass away, we need more guys like this in the church. I guess
it's hard to find... The spirit of the world has not changed. Persecute the living ones. Praise the dead ones.
It's hard to find those, you know, those gold nuggets, those men of God, those one in a million men who are just willing to say it like it is. And I guess
can I break in on this and get to my job?
You know, I'll allow that.
Okay, here we go. You ready for this, Sam? This is, again, we played this a couple weeks ago, but here again is Mrs. Olstein. And I want you to listen carefully to what she is saying, because what we're going to talk about real quick here is the false prophets are actually setting, listen carefully, they're actually setting America at war with God. Listen carefully.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. We're doing it for ourselves. Because God takes pleasure when we're happy. That's the thing that gives him the greatest joy this morning. So I want you to know this morning, just do good for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. When you come to church, when you worship him, you're not doing it for God, really. You're doing it for yourself. Because that's what makes God happy. Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Crossless gospel.
You're
right?
Putting yourself in the position of God.
Yeah. And when you're watching her, she's not being checked on what she's saying. No, she's going full bore into saying it again.
She reiterated it.
She totally did.
Yeah.
And the reason that America is being put in a position to be, well, set at war with God. I mean, namely, folks, what I'm trying to say is that when I do assembly programs, regardless of where I'm at, I have to tell people that that's not the case. And they think that everything is acceptable with Jesus Christ when, in fact, he died for the sins of the world. And as a matter of fact, in Matthew 1:21, he came to deliver his people from their sins, not to pamper them in their sins or to cover them with a false version of grace that says, go ahead and do what you want to do and come to me when you're done, nailing me to the cross again. I speak as a man, but it's true. See, because what we can see in America today is that the church is countering the very purpose on the earth. Instead of preaching out against sin, they're actually advocating sin. Rather than the light reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out that light. And keep in mind, as they attempt to put out that light, the seed of the righteous is forever. Come on, say it with me, Sam. Forever.
Forever.
Exactly.
Forever.
The seed of the righteous is forever.
Forever.
Exactly.
Forever.
In other words, my daddy ain't going nowhere. And I want you to be reminded of this, too. Ravenhill, I believe, also said this. Him or Keith Green. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. So I hope I have a whole plethora of other religions listening to me, because I know 53 countries do listen to us. They're listening to us right now. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, because there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. So thank you for joining us. Folks, the Bible says that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, 1 Timothy 4:1. By the way, this is why the American people have given way to the prosperity movement. This is what happens when you allow certain women inside of the church. This is why you have the Joyce Meyers of the world preaching humanism. They don't preach the cross of Christ because they don't know the power of God unto salvation. This is why you have the Olsteins. This is why you have others in the faith movement, in the Catholic Church, in the Lutheran Church, in the Wesleyan Church, in all denominations, friends. This is why we are where we're at today, is because of these people. Because they don't know the cross of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. And we believe in the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ. and preaching to the cross of Jesus Christ is saying, hey, to he who tries to lose his life, or to he who tries to save his life for my sake, he'll find it. But he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I'm sorry. But he who tries to save his life will lose it. See that? They're not teaching that, friends. They're teaching you to save your life. They're teaching you to avoid the cross. Here, let me counter that. Remember when Jesus told his disciples that he was going to go and be crucified by the scribes and the Pharisees? He was going to be mocked. He was going to be spit upon. And at length, he was going to be crucified, but he would be raised up again on the third day. Remember, Peter looked at him and said, far be it from you, Lord. And what did Jesus do? He looked at him angrily as he looked at in front of all the disciples. He rebuked him. He called him Satan. And he said, you savor the things that be of men, not of God. Now what you have in this country is those that are preaching, those that savor that which is of man and not of God. See, it's their will that be done on this earth as it is in heaven, rather than God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's exactly what's going on here. See, folks, what you're seeing today is they're simply advocating, and in many cases through omission. They're just not talking about it, okay? What God abhors, Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. In fact, they are even going so far as to set the people at war with God. Now, listen carefully, okay? Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people to error, giving heed to seduce, that make my people to err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Micah 3:5. In this country, friends, there's no excuse for the American people because they have the same Bible that the hirelings and the whores have as they preach from the pulpits. And keep in mind, they're preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, for their own gain. And the Bible clearly tells us that those that preach gain is godliness from such withdraw. You know, we have a prosperity church here in the state of Minnesota. It's a bigger one. And we found out, what was it, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that, that's what they preach, is gimme, 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 prosperity, 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 prosperity. Nobody rebuked, friends, prosperity in the sense of the natural more than Jesus. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
Yep.
Did you hear about the two men that were walking by an estate? One guy looked at him and said, I wonder how much it cost him to buy that estate. The other man said, I know, his soul.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. But going back to this church in Minneapolis here, it's a huge prosperity church. We found out recently that his son has a gambling problem. And how wouldn't he have a gambling problem due to the fact that that's what he's preaching? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Guess what? All the money that's going to the pulpit, the son gets a little bit of it, and he goes out to the casino, and he gambles away the money. He didn't have to work for it. You know, as a matter of fact, when I first got into ministry, that was one of the things, that was the prerequisite I asked the Lord for, not as if I was making God do it. I just said, Lord, if I'm going to do what I do in ministry, I don't want to be begging for money. I want to work for it. And that's what we've been doing for 20 years. But to the opposite of that, look what we have. Those that are actually setting America at war with God. And we need to set the record straight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil's Gang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here in here, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're just going to pull up some video audio for you where Benny Hinn talks about how he wants to shoot people, and he's cursing people, those that speak out against him. And for some reason, that video has been removed, but we'll get that up hopefully within the next hour here.
He speaks about his Holy Ghost machine gun is what he said.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well. You know, speaking of that, and going back to Miss Olstein, Victoria Olstein here, I was saying some quotes earlier by Leonard Ravenhill. The last one that I did not finish that he said, I am embarrassed to be a part of the so-called Church of Jesus Christ today because I believe it is an embarrassment to a holy God.
Who said that?
That was what Leonard Ravenhill said. And when you look at, there's so many people who profess to be Christians, they claim Christ's name. And Catherine Booth talks about this in her book, Aggressive Christianity, how if you're going to be a witness of someone, you have to be a faithful witness. There are so many people that claim to be Christ, but they're not truly examples of Christ. They're not true witnesses of Jesus Christ. Just because you see a prosperity preacher on Sunday morning or during the week or whatever, or you see a bunch of people that are hypocrites that claim to be Christians, doesn't mean that they're representing Christ. You can't sit there and say, well, there's so many hypocrites in the church on the other hand and say, well, you know, I just don't want it. There's so many hypocrites and so on and so forth. Listen, as Lowell Lundstrom once said, I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites than go to hell with them. But the point is you can't stand before God and be justified yourself because you saw hypocrites in the church. The Lord rebuked hypocrisy. The Lord rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees, those that were in the church that claimed to represent him, but they were not true representatives of his name. So when you look at even this quote from Leonard Ravenhill, the embarrassment, the shame, you know, when you're looking at the Lord looking down on Sunday Sunday mornings and saying, who is really truly representing me? Yep. Where is my spirit really at? It's shameful to say, but that's not an excuse for those that want to stay away from the Lord. True Christianity and the true Christ is found in the Word of God and through His Holy Spirit, not in a demonstration of what you see out there in the professed church so often today.
But again, listen to what Martin Luther said. He said, the Reformer, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law of God, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Jesus Christ. Now, this is all because God's law, what we're seeing today, has been pushed out of the culture by antinomians. That means they have no regard for the law of God, only to bear its corrupt state, in which America now finds itself, and, of course, without shame. That's called a whore's forehead in the Bible, and that's exactly what we see these people do. They hold on to their whore's forehead. Jesus said, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, Revelation 3:17, that is exactly the state America is in today. It is completely wretched, miserable, and poor and blind. I mean, folks, the church is so poor in America today, the only thing they have is money. And they're destitute of the Holy Ghost and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And it absolutely amazes me how these hypocrites, these pretenders, who strain at the gnat and swallow the camel when they jump over Scripture, such as when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. There is love. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Revelation 3:19. And I often find that it is those that seem to talk much of love know nothing of Christian love. Jesus, rebuking the hypocrites, the pretenders of the day, said, woe unto you, damning them, scribes and Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise in the coming, and have omitted, done away with, the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Wait. Let's hear that again. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithe, you give your money, okay, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Matthew 23:23. Well, that's the Old Testament. No, Jesus didn't come to abrogate the moral law of God. He didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill. That's what grace does. Romans 3:31. Does faith made void the law of God? Absolutely not. It fulfills it. It magnifies it. That's why grandmas all across the world love Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty and Stephanie Joy. And your grandma, by the way, too, as well, Stephanie.
Yep.
Jesus Christ would also expose these hypocrites when he said, and he did, and he is, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another come in his own name, even without bearing the Spirit, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? John 5:42-44. And by the way, I'm not just writing this or reading this or pouring out my heart, friends, from a lack of experience. Oh, no. Let me tell you. I met some of these guys. I spent some time with these guys. And I understand exactly why this country is where it's at today. Namely, in its corrupt, adulterated state. First-hand experience. They hate, namely, the Prosperity Church in Minneapolis. I spent much time, friends, with these leaders, these world national prosperity leaders, and they hate God's moral law. And let me tell you, they live accordingly. They'll preach, they'll get their wives to get up and preach and pervert gospel and scripture to no end where it's not gospel or scripture. And here you have the people laughing in the churches while the world's going to hell. You have people in the professed church in America, namely the prosperity churches, laughing in the churches as kids are being murdered in the womb and homosexuals are attempting to take over. And corruption runs rampant in their government. What is funny about that? Making mockery out of Scripture. Making jokes out of Scripture. Seen it. Have the hat. Have the t-shirt. Had lunch with them. Oh, they're cool people. Until you see the teeth. And the way that you see the teeth is you show them the commandment. And when the commandment comes, their teeth revives. Rest assured. See, because real love, my friends, to counter this stupidity and this heresy, Luke 9:23, real love bears the cross. It bears the cross of Christ and fights for the present generation, because that is the heart of Jesus Christ, is to seek and save that which is lost, not to make more men or more congregants to fill the coffers. No, but to fill heaven, because that's the only thing we're going to be able to take with us, friends. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I have. Have you ever noticed there's not a luggage rack on the top of a hearse? Have you ever noticed that? Wasn't it Paul that said, surely I've not brought anything into the world, and surely I'm not going to bring anything with me? Of course. That's why Jesus, when he walked into the temple, what did he do? What did he do? He made a what? A whip. He overthrew the tables and the money changers. He said, you've made my Father's house a den of thieves rather than a house of prayer. Well, I haven't heard that. Well, you got the same Bible that the whore that's preaching to you every day is, or twice a week is, so read it. And once you read it, don't be surprised when you start actually kicking out the methodology of preaching the way that I am. It should sicken you. You have a bunch of fraternizers in the pulpit that are selling you down the river for a little gain. It was Jesus that said, greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brethren, in John 15:13. And might I add, too, for those that have ears to hear, those that are convicted by the Holy Ghost, those that are sorrowful for their sin, we're in this together. And you hear love in what I'm saying, not to someone that's disobedient and obstinate. No, remember, friends, Jesus was a stumbling block to who? The disobedient. Those that didn't want to hear the truth. Oh, as a matter of fact, case in point. Thank you, Lord. Just talking to someone the other day on the phone. And I remember it was about 10 years ago, a guy that I knew. He was a drug dealer in Minneapolis. Knew who he was. Never hung out with him. Just knew who he was. And he called me and he said, Bradley, man, he goes, I found Jesus. And he goes, man, I go, well, you know, how did you get saved? He goes, man, I've been watching Joel Osteen. I said, really? I said, how did you get saved? I just want to know. Well, man, I accepted Jesus. Okay, how did you accept him? What was Jesus' message? Knew none of what Scripture said. Just took it for face value. Side note. You know how the FBI actually exposes counterfeit bills?
Yes, they make them study the genuine bills.
That's exactly right. So that's what I'm doing here. So I said to my friend, my newfound Christian brother, I said, after about 5 minutes of conversation, he started getting loose in conversation. And I said, really? I said, so how's the home life going? He said, it's going great. I got a girlfriend. I said, are you fornicating? He said, what's that? I said, that's sex before marriage. All of a sudden, there was a pause on the line.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he didn't want to hear the gospel. Because he didn't want to repent for his sin. He was serving a Christ Jesus as to the one that he created in his own mind. Not the one in Scripture that said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or through the greatest of prophets, John the Baptist, where he said, you know what, lay the axe to the root of the tree. Either bring forth good fruit, or you're going to bring forth corrupt fruit, because the apple's not going to fall too far from the tree. Well, going back to my friend, guess what? It was still corrupt. But everybody in that professed situation around him, those new Christians, were all doing the same thing, smoking, drinking, fornicating, gambling, doing everything they were always doing, but now they were going to heaven this time.
Yeah.
And but natural law even told him that he couldn't do those things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And where did that natural law actually stem from? Spiritual law. Our Mosaic institution. God-ordained government, Exodus 18:21. See, so this is how it works, friends. Either you're going to hear or you're going to resist. But he will not listen to Moses and the prophets Rest assured, neither will he be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. In other words, if you can't hear the law, then how do you hear Christ, said the man in hell? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at restoringourpromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Church was married to poverty, prison, and persecutions. Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. Now, I do know historically, friends, that the obedient do prosper in the things of righteousness, but also keep in mind, let's go back to King David. The only time that King David ever got in trouble is when he was outside of what? His obligation to God. Mm-hmm. David fell with Bathsheba when he should have been in war.
That's right.
So for those that don't understand what I'm talking about and trying to say, well, you know, Abraham was a wealthy guy and so was David and so was this guy and Solomon and all these other guys. Yeah, right. But where did they get in trouble? Tell me scripturally, friends, where did they get in trouble? When they were outside of the fight. God's fight. Remember? Yeah. Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
And their hearts were not attached to those riches.
No, as if to say you're going to take them with them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, which was their top priority, and then all these things shall be added unto you. And their disobedience happened, or their sinfulness happened, rather, when they were disobedient to God's commands, like you just said.
Okay. Yes, what was it? Not yesterday, I'm sorry. The day before, I was doing an interview. I've been doing them every day here. And what's interesting is someone actually called in and asked the question, was Christ a Christian? And I said, you know what? And I say, my father told me that I'm not supposed to answer a fool in their folly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one. Number two, that's blasphemy.
Yep.
People need to keep in mind who Christ is, friends. Because when we go to Scripture, we can see that Jesus said, these things I command you. Now parallel this, I'm sorry, contrast this, friends, with the prosperity church in America today. God loves you and has a wonderful plan. Nowhere in Scripture. Okay? But this is what they're telling people. And they preach accordingly. By omitting or by holding back in context what Scripture says. In other words, they don't give them the whole thing. They just give them little bits and pieces. And what they're doing is withholding again the cross of Christ. Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. He who loves his life will lose his life. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. So on and so forth, right? But what's interesting is Jesus tells his disciples, these things that I command you, he said, that you love one another. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
That's right.
Why did they hate Jesus? Do you think that Jesus was judgmental? In John 9, he said, I came into the world for judgments.
I bet that he was hated because he was telling everyone that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
That's right. So really what Jesus did is he came into the world according to their false doctrine and their heresy and their heretical ways, that Jesus came into the world to tell them that everything was okay.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's news to me because I haven't read that in the Bible yet.
Right. He took the cloak of covering off their sin. He testified against them that their deeds were evil.
Right after this portion of Scripture. He said, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me. As a matter of fact, in John 7:7, he even had to tell his brothers who didn't believe, listen, my time is not yet come, but your time is always at hand, right? He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates because I testify that the deeds of the world are evil. He testifies against it, right? Because, again, keep in mind, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment in John 16. Also keep in mind that Jesus told his disciples and his apostles that, listen, you're going to be kicked out of the church. And they're going to think that they're doing God a service when they actually deliver you up and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And kill you. Well, that's a different gospel. I bet Peter, James, John, Philip, and all these other guys, the sons of thunder, and Philip, and Judas, and all these other guys, I bet they were going around preaching, God loves you, and there's a wonderful plan for your life. And everybody
that's why they were stoned.
Oh,
and that's
they just
they were
embraced
crucified.
It. That's exactly right.
Right.
That was exactly my point. That's why they were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so again, going back to the point, tell me if this is where we're at, friends. Okay? By the way, in the book of Psalm chapter 109, you'll see also, I believe it's verse 9. You can correct me on that. Verse 9, King David said that he was hated for his love.
That's right.
Because we need to keep in mind that Jesus Christ is holy and without sin. Yes, he was tempted in all points, but the Lamb of God without spot and blemish never committed sin. And also keep in mind, he told the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin?
That's right.
And that's when he said, you think you have the love of God in you, right? He said, I come in my Father's name and you receive me not. They wouldn't receive him. Why? Because Christ is holy. Be holy as I am holy is a New Testament commandment, friends. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost, Titus chapter 3. It's a work of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. But we adhere to that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. Now, I want to ask you the question, is this what you see today? The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Well, Christianity without Christ. Well, forgiveness without repentance. Well, salvation without regeneration. Well, politics without God and heaven without hell. Exactly. Exactly what you're seeing. This was prophesied over 100 years ago by William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. By the way, his organization is shameful to what he started for the most part. Completely up on its head. Doing the most good.
Where's Christ?
Oh, my gosh. How many people, Stephanie, have we met at those little bell ringers and asked them if they knew how this
organization... Do you know who William and Catherine Booth are?
It's sick,
no,
friends.
I can't say that I do.
So let me go on. There are self-professed Christians that might want to put themselves in the light of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 13:4, and when they do so, they just might find themselves destitute of the righteousness of Christ that only Christ can give. Yet they cannot blame the preacher for what is preached if they do not know what the good book says for themselves. Because it warns, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. Bah! but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Oh, my goodness, friends. You shall know them by their fruits, not by their cars and their buildings, not by their second house and their cabin over here and their other house over there and their Learjet over here, friends. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. What is the fruit of the people that I'm talking about today? Lawlessness. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. And not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Who are my brothers and my sisters? I know I'm hitting some folks here. Who are my brothers and sisters? Jesus said to those that followed him, ignoring his mother at that particular time and his brother, he said, who are my mothers and my brothers? He said, those that hear the word of God and do it. And all Christians, not some, all Christians, both apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastor, are to do the work of a what?
Evangelist.
Thank you. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And Jesus said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew a man partaking with a woman. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So when he's talking about new, can he use you for his program? Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Matthew 7:15-23. It's all yours.
Well, you know, and some of you that are listening and saying, wow, I've never heard it like this. I've never heard the gospel preached so straightforward with so much truth.
Wait, wait. One thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. Don't forget that. Saved by grace, right? By grace and not of ourselves. Someone actually responded to my last article and says, oh, now we're supposed to be saved by our works. No, dummy. You do the works because you're saved.
That's right. It's the natural occurrence.
Let me say that again. No. Oh, the churches have seminaries. They'll have conferences. Should they do the works, the church has?
Seminars, yeah.
Yeah. Should we do the works? Should we do the works? Of course. You show, Paul said in the book of James, I show you my faith by my works.
Yeah.
Right? And I want to add this. And I'm sorry, Stephanie, but I got to get this out. It's scripturally that important. Okay? I want you to hear what I'm saying here now. Because we need to understand that we're created unto good works. Keep it in context, friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you're saved by grace through faith and that not of yourselves, what do you do? What did Jesus say? You do the works.
That's
because
right.
You're his workmanship created for good works. Keep that in that particular context, friends. Don't yeah. withhold it.
Yeah, exactly. And when you say, you know, it's like saying, well, of course I'm saved. It's because you're saved. It's a natural occurrence that the works will just flow out of you. If you say, oh, I love my children, but, you know, I'm not really going to feed them. I'm not going to clothe them. I'm not going to give them a place to sleep at night. No. The natural fruit of love in your heart shows by demonstration, just as the natural fruit of you being saved is the works that will flow out of you by your faith and by your works. You will know that you're my disciples if you love God and keep my commandments and stay in his word. But anyway, I just want to say that for those of you that are listening and saying, this is like church on Sunday morning. Oh my goodness, I wish that my pastor would be preaching like this from the pulpit every Sunday.
We do too.
Exactly. We are in this thing together, but for those of you that say, I want to support what you guys are doing because of the fact that I see your need, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, make a secure donation, or become a son or daughter of liberty.
Again, friends, we don't do what we do out of works. We do what we do out of gratitude. That's why we do the works. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.